The Supreme Court's decision to ban far-right politician Elias Kassidiaris from this month's election apparently came as no surprise. Outside the court, his lawyer announced he was directing his supporters to a little-known party that hasn't entered parliament, the Spartans.
I don't personally know the Spartans, but Mr. Kassidiaris tells me they have been around for years. They include patriots, professionals, members of society, including blue-collar workers. And I think it's right that Parliament should represent all social classes. I think it's their common nationalist pedigree that led Mr. Kassidiaris to this decision.
This is Kassidiaris' second political ban. The Supreme Court disqualified him ahead of a general election last month because of a felony conviction. An Athenian court jailed Kassidiaris and his fellow MPs 3 years ago, saying Golden Dawn was a criminal organization responsible for dozens of murders and beatings of immigrants and leftists. They were also self-professed National Socialists, or Nazis.
Golden Dawn entered Parliament in 2012, when Greece was cutting public spending, the economy was in a deep recession, and unemployment stood at 25%. They lost their seats 4 years ago as Greece returned to growth. For many people in this country that suffered from Nazi occupation, the very existence of a far-right party was a source of deep embarrassment and concern.
The Spartans' spokesman says his party has no Nazi affiliation.
We are in no way a vehicle for National Socialism. We denounce it vigorously. We talk about democracy, and Greece is its birthplace. We are an anti-establishment party aiming towards national rebirth. We want to strengthen Greece's culture and foreign policy and preserve its identity from the ravages of globalization.
Golden Dawn too styled itself as an anti-systemic party, coming to replace an old and self-serving political order. Messages of patriotism, national identity and honest dealing resonate in Europe these days, and polls show Kassidiaris commands 3% of the vote, enough to make a triumphant return to Parliament. John Psaropoulos, Al Jazeera, Athens.